This is FM 2.0 with the Don, Dean, Stormy, and the Grizz. Forever music. Music. Music.
Rob Wolf.
How you doing?
You in Montana right now?
I'm in Montana right now, yep.
Man, he's dressed as Montana.
He's got his hat.
Yeah, hey, it was actually a little hotter today. It was like 40-some, so. But, rode the horses and stuff today, so, yeah.
Yeah, you want a definition of cowboy? You got Rob Wolf right here. Right?
Hey,
horses in the snow and a cowboy hat. Like, I got a cowboy hat. I ain't riding any horses, so.
Well, hey, you got to go get you a horse and ride it.
I was sharing your song Yellowstone, the song about Yellowstone that you did.
Yeah, Back to the Yellowstone.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
I love that song. I really do love that song. It's a lot of people's favorite songs. It's probably one of my favorite songs. I feel like I say that about all my songs, but I really do like that song.
I don't think it does. Anybody ever write a song and go, you know what? I hate that song.
But yeah, this song sucks. I'm going to put it out, actually. Yeah. No, I love that song a lot. It, has a lot of meaning behind it and a lot of truth behind it. So,
well, and so Banks of, why don't I do that? So, you know, you've been on before, you know, that we always feature your music.
Yeah.
And I want to get in. Let me just play a little bit of Banks of the Yellowstone so that everybody knows what I'm talking about. There's a moment in this song that I want to feature because it really highlights the song really well. Let me do that here. So, again, this is Rob Wolf, everybody. He's literally in Montana right now. You know, some people pretend they're in the mountains. Rob's really there. There's no.
I'm in the mountains.
He's in the mountains for certain. Is it snowing where you are?
There's some snow. It's been really hot this year. It's supposed to snow in the coming week here, hopefully. But there's probably like maybe 3 inches on the ground, not too much.
Look at that, Stormy. You got more snow in Michigan.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's been a really hot year this year. So we're hoping for snow. Fingers crossed.
Look at that. Well, let's get into Banks of the Yellowstone, and then we'll talk about it. I want everybody to just lock into this song here. Just listen to it. It's amazing. So I'm going to do that right now. Let me reshare what I was doing before. Banks of the Yellowstone. Rob Wolf is the artist who is on with us right now. So let's take this in. 235 is where I went.
Ain't no more. I'm coming back home to the little town on the banks of the Yellowstone, where everybody there knows my first name when I walk through a mama's store. Oh, I'm coming back, don't you worry no more. I'll be home.
That is, you've got such a tone in your voice, Rob, that just is blowing me away the more you keep going, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so hard for me not to sing to that song. I really do love that song.
I got to tell you, I've often wondered, okay, who's going to be the next, essentially Vince Gill, to come into that range?
Yeah, I was just thinking of the vocal.
Yes.
Yes.
Right, Stormy?
Yes.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Wow, I appreciate that. Wish you could match you up with a better artist, you know, but that is the biggest compliment on earth. I love Vince.
Look, I didn't want to slam Vince. He's got potential. He just needs to practice more.
Yeah, exactly. More vocal lessons probably. He should be there. No, I appreciate that. I Yeah, because, you know, I'm known for having a higher voice. So that's a huge compliment. Thank you.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Your tone there is so good. And I also have another note on a song of yours called What's Yours. Mm-hmm. In What's Yours, it's the intro to this song.
Yeah.
It's beautiful here. So
yeah, I love that intro. I guess, tell y'all right now, I have another song that I just came out of the studio with called The Cowboy Way. And has a really, really cool fiddle intro. It's probably one of the coolest intros that I've had yet. I think even cooler than What's Yours. So it's
are you playing the fiddle, Rob?
I you know what, I wish. No, Janae Fleener is playing fiddle on that one.
Wow.
Yeah, she plays fiddle and mandolin on all my stuff.
Nice, man.
Yeah, she's a legend. So
well, let's do this. Let's listen. I'm gonna mute again. Let's go to this song here, because just to hear your voice is worth it here. And the intro here is so good on this song. This is What's Yours. Here we go.
That's so awesome.
Oh, I caught on to all those lies sneaking behind my back. Should have seen it in your eyes. Oh, but I lost you in the night. So don't be surprised. Don't be surprised that I'm leaving you behind. So don't go crying when my dust gets in your eyes. You've been lying for a long, long time. I don't owe you goodbye. I don't owe you the rest.
You honestly have a superstar quality voice, and that's no friggin' joke, man. I mean,
thank you.
Gracious.
I was going to ask if you ever sang any old cowboy country yodeling. And then on that one,
I meant to see Clint Eastwood come out with that intro.
I love that. Just curious, have you ever yodeled?
No, I have not. I'm no Mason Ramsey, you know, but. I've never given it a try, I guess. So, I mean,
you might need to try, man. I'm telling
you. Yeah. I mean, hey, yeah, I should. I got to look up some yodeling songs, but yeah, I mean, I don't really know any.
That was awesome. I love the very wet guitar in there. That's great. That's a great tune.
Yeah. Like a deserty.
Yeah.
Well, that intro is just so sick, man.
Yeah.
What a way to start a song. Like if that was like track one on an album, that would be the hook right away. Like if I bought a album back in the day and that started the album, I'd be hooked. Like I know, like that's, I'm going to listen.
Yeah. I start all my shows with that song. So it kind of gets.
Do you have your guitar handy? Can you play that?
I don't have my guitar on me. I apologize. I'm at my my brother-in-law and sister's house right now. I don't have my guitar with me, so I apologize about that.
That song had so much hook. I kid you not. I almost turned around to grab my guitar to start riffing with it.
It's a fun awesome riff.
Song.
It's funny. The story behind it is we were my producer Tyler Kane, who also plays guitar. He's just whatever messing around on guitar, and he did that riff. And I was like, wait. I was like, we need to throw that in the song. I was like, let's just throw that in the beginning right before everybody comes in. He's like, yeah, let's try that. And we did it. We were like, yeah, that's badass.
That hooks the entire album. If that was an album, that would hook it immediately.
Immediately. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You would be like, okay, I got to listen to this thing. So that was awesome.
And then your vocals come in.
Right? Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. Let's go to How I Live My Life.
I love this one.
All right. So How I Live My Life, we're gonna play this again. This is the deep dive with Rob Wolf's music since the last time you were here. We're gonna do that right now. This is How I Live My Life. And I'm gonna go to 111 of this song. Because this really grabbed me too. How I Live My Life, we're gonna go to 111 right here.
Just in case y'all don't see, there's some things you know about me. I'm a hellraiser, your heartbreaker, straight shooting son of a gun.
There is your voice broke for a second, and that's what makes that chorus right there so awesome. That little voice break right in there as you were singing that is awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, cool. I love that song. I that's my favorite to perform. It gets the crowd going. I love that one. It kind of tells a story about really how I live my life. I've done so many dumb things in my life. That's just not even a pinch of dumb things that I've done. So but everything you hear in that song is true. Like the second verse where it goes, me and my best friend Jake, we plunged my truck in the lake. That's a true story. We did that. And my buddy's name is Jake, so it's perfect that it rhymes with lake. But yeah, that's a true story. It happened.
Wow.
So Don had made the comment that you got that superstar quality there. What's your label telling you? What's their plan for you?
Geez, well, right now I'm not signed yet.
You're an indie. You're indie.
Yep, I'm independent right now. But I still have a team behind me. People who play manager roles and stuff like that. But I mean, they just keep putting out music, keep singing live as much as I can. And just kind of keep doing what I'm doing, and eventually somebody's going to pick it up and, hopefully take off from there.
Do you have an opinion? We were talking to Allie Cullen about this last week about the choice of staying independent or going with the label. And do you have a preference? I mean, do you like having the freedom of being an independent?
It's, it is nice being independent just because I'm not held back by anything. I can put whatever I want out. I can, do what I want to do, sing where I want to sing, if that makes sense. Obviously with having a label, you have the benefits of connections. That's the biggest thing, and putting you in front of people like that. But I mean, as a up and coming artist, I think being independent is the best thing, just because, you can do what you're comfortable with. You can still make those connections. If you connect with the right people, you can still make the connections that you wouldn't make with a label. But like I said, obviously my whole goal is to be, or is to sign with a label, but I mean, being independent right now, I'm not mad with. So
there you go. Well, that's the thing, is if you've got to go somewhere, their voice is too good.
Yeah.
To not be, I mean, it's no joke. We're not blowing smoke up your ass. You are good.
I appreciate it.
Even when you get Stormy to say, let me take the egg back off. Even when I got Stormy to say, like, I'm really looking forward to this conversation. So that shows your.
Yeah, wow, that's really awesome. Good.
Yeah, right. Stormy's picky.
Hey, well, good.
What's that, Stormy?
I said, don't listen to him. I'm not picky.
No, I don't. but seriously, though, you were really saying how great it was. So I was.
Yeah.
Excited to have you here. This song here is Destiny. So let's play a little bit of Destiny here for everybody, and we'll talk about this one. Destiny is another beautiful song. So let's do that right now. This is Destiny. Here we go, 256. Of the steel, the pedal steel stuff going on there, because that I think is one thing that defines country music, Rob, is that steel in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, so that's Bruce Bowden on the steel, and he is a legend. It's funny, I do not record if he cannot record with me. That makes sense. You know, he's kind of like the backbone of all my music. And, you know, every single one of my songs has steel on it. And like you said, that is, you know, the true, you know, country music when you have lots of steel, lots of fiddle. And that's what I'm trying to bring back. You know, I kept saying classic country, but that's more like 90s country, you know, more traditional country is what I'm trying to bring back.
We keep talking about that, about that. There's artists that are starting to bring back that more traditional sound. Yeah. I'm loving it. Loving it.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, I I create these programs for Strike TV. They're kind of like more of an independent CMT. Historically, they focused on the country artists, but I've been kind of breaking them away from that with a lot of other things. I want to do a little thing on you to put on there. Let's make sure, if you don't mind, to exchange emails, because I'd like to take one of the songs, put together a lyric video, if you're cool with it, and get it to them, add some snippets of this conversation in it. And if you even want to go as far as to say something like, at some point before we lose you, for Strike TV, I'm Rob Wolf, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas or something like that, because we can get that. We can get that worked into.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, just let me know.
Yeah, we can do that before you disconnect. We'll have it.
Yeah.
How about this? Do it right now, and I'll just edit that part out.
Okay, perfect.
Why don't we have him do this spot right now?
Okay.
Do it, Rob. What do you want him to say?
For Strike TV, your name, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas.
All right. So it's just like for Strike TV. Do I say that?
Yeah.
All right. For Strike TV, this is Rob Wolf. I'm wishing all of y'all a Merry Christmas.
Perfect.
There you go. Well, I'll get that to you, Dean.
Thanks.
We'll edit that out.
We'll do what we can. You definitely need to be listening to you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of competition in music. And I mean, there's so many great artists that I run into. I'm like, how are you not somebody yet? You know, and it just takes one thing, takes one person, and it takes a lot of people to believe in you, you know, and you know, you believing in me and my team believing in me gives me a lot of encouragement. So,
but not every country artist has a falsetto like you do.
Oh, yeah. I'm not kidding when I say that. I've talked about that for years. It's like, okay, well, who's going to be the next Vince Gill? Who's going to be that next in that range? And well,
yeah, wow. I mean, I'm serious. That is a huge deal because I love Vince, and when it comes to singing high, I compare myself to him a lot. So,
well, I'm saving the one that really hit me for last. Because you talk about vocals, this song is beautiful. Peacefully, wow, what a song this is!
This is a fun one. I like this one.
Fun. It's a beautiful song. Oh my god! Yeah. All right, so let's do this, and then we're gonna have a lot to talk about after this one. I'm telling you, this is a beautiful song. This is called Peacefully. We were talking about Rob and his voice. I'm going to go to 132 of this here. So 132, like the silhouette too of Rob there. That is very cowboy way. Here we go.
Remember the reason that you're here. Sun, relax and have no fear. No fear.
I mean, who today in modern music sounds like that right now? I don't I think of anybody that sounds
vocal acrobats right there.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna be excited. I really appreciate it. That means so much to me. Because my plan is, or my goal is to be different. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but a lot of people take the safe route and try to, chase the radio and sound like everybody else, which works. It works great, but my whole goal is like, I always want to be myself and sound like myself and everything. So, you saying that I don't sound like anybody else is exactly what I want. So
in modern, right. I mean, we've been comparing you to Vince Gill because as Dean says, who's the next Vince Gill and Stormy? And that's the thing is no one's doing that. And maybe it's going to take that A&R person or somebody to go, because that's what will break, right? Because you are in a lane that no one else is in.
Right.
It's just someone.
Well, it's a very, very, we've talked about this a lot, Little River Band, Graham Goebel's The High Harmony, Eagles, the Randy Meisner, the yep. Timothy B. Schmidt.
Yeah.
It's a very small company of the people that sing in that range, not just sing, but like it's solid.
Yeah.
And that's you. You're right there.
Yeah. Well, thank you a lot. Really. I appreciate it.
Wow. So what's next, Rob? I mean, I just played all these, that's basically all the new songs that you've done.
Geez, what else is next? I have Peacefully, I was planning on being my last release of 2023, but I'm going to release one more song. I've covered Hallelujah is the longest cover that I've covered in my life.
The Leonard Cohen Hallelujah?
Yep.
You do the full thing?
Oh. Yep.
Wow.
So I decided, I was like, I'm gonna record it. So I recorded it and I'm releasing it on December 29th. So that's my Christmas gift to everybody, I guess. Nice. So I'll be releasing that. I think y'all will really like that one. And I think it shows off my vocals pretty well.
Holy cow, you doing Hallelujah?
Yeah, it's fun. It's a country version of it, so it'll be fun. So I got that coming up. I should be releasing a song probably in February, I'm assuming, maybe January, just so I can start off the year with it. We'll see. But yeah, and then a lot of shows, I'm singing in Montana and yeah.
Do you realize when you listen to the lyrics of the first three lines that Leonard Cohen wrote,
mm-hmm.
The genius of that, I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you really don't care for music, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. It's the best lyrics written, I think, in lyrical history. Honestly, it's amazing. That's my favorite.
It really is amazing. Well, Rob, thank you, man.
Thank you.
It's fantastic, Rob. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm to get on here with y'all.
Absolutely. I'm going to follow up with you. I'd like to talk about getting a lyric video put together that I can send a strike.
Yeah,
again, that's okay.
I'll get you the contact info, Dean.
Thanks.
Perfect. Awesome.
Thank you, Rob.
Email and everything.
Yep.
All right. Perfect.
Thanks, man.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
You too, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.